Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. On this day in Quaker history, Rhoda Johnson was born in Greene County, Ohio. The Johnson family were among those who migrated from Virginia to settle in rural western Ohio. They established a Quaker settlement that was far from the system of slavery that offended their consciences. In 1842, Rhoda Johnson attended Indiana Yearly Meeting in Richmond, Indiana, where she met Charles F. Coffin. They were married in 1847. The Coffins settled in Richmond, and Rhoda became active in the Quaker community here. During 1860, she played a crucial role in bringing a new sort of worship involving vocal prayer and scripture reading to the Young Friends of Indiana Yearly Meeting. Regular prayer meetings were held in the Coffin home, and in 1867, Indiana Yearly Meeting recorded her gifts in ministry. She and Charles, a banker, had 6 children. Rhoda Coffin and 2 of her friends, Sarah Smith and Mary Thomas, who was a medical doctor, became concerned about women in prison and about the women patients at the Hospital for the Insane in Indianapolis. They pleaded with the legislature to provide a female physician for these women, but were told that since they could not vote, their efforts meant nothing. Rhoda responded by declaring, "If a vote was necessary before I could succeed in getting a woman physician to care for the helpless of my sex, I decided that I must have the vote." Rhoda Coffin acknowledged no separation between her work on behalf of poor and exploited women and her vibrant spiritual life, which was focused on Christ. In response to her horror that women criminals were housed in the same cells as men, she and like-minded friends in Richmond founded the Home for the Friendless, which was intended to provide shelter for women and girls where they could live, heal, and grow strong. Rhoda knew that some of them were victims of crimes and some of them were criminals, but she maintained a seamless understanding of her work on their behalf. These Quaker women believed that their primary task was to carry the glad tidings of the gospel to those in bonds. After visiting prisons and seeing the conditions of women prisoners, their second task was reformation in the conduct of the prisons and of the officers who managed them. Rhoda Johnson Coffin died in 1909 after a long life of service to God and to her neighbors among friends. Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.